This is letter number 1757 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, Baruch Hashem, dated 6 Menachem Av, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from dated the 10th day of Tammuz that I have received with some delay, in which you write about your spirits in generally, especially lately, and you conclude that it seems to you, it appears to you, that now you had certain descents in your spiritual level and you're down because of it. And the Rebbe says that generally one needs to know that such kinds of imaginations, especially if they cause you to become depressed, as you write in your letter, they are coming from the Yetzer Hara and the other side, from the evil inclination. Tanya explains about the depression and sadness and about how much one needs to push it away and distance himself from it. Especially you, the Rebbe says, you had the good fortune that Hashem placed you in a place of light, your Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Oir, the light, the lamp of the Mitzvah, the light of Torah, and Moir Sheba Torah, that's the luminary of the Torah, the Pnimis HaTorah. Basically, the Rebbe is saying to him that you have a special privilege, that you are one that is involved with Torah and Mitzvahs and Chassidus. So somebody like you needs to be with a great joy, on that good fortune that has befallen you, that you are part and you have all these great things in your life. So, this that you find certain lackings in various areas in your life. So, as mentioned earlier, number one, it is possible that it's merely an imagination. It's not really true. But number two, let's say that there is some basis for your thoughts, your view that you are actually lacking. So the Rebbe says to become depressed over this is something which is just the opposite. How could we compare this to something? There was a person who was healthy, and therefore, we're talking about a person that was not healthy. But he didn't know about it. So, because he didn't know his condition, so he wasn't careful from things that may hurt him, and also he didn't really do things that are going to bring him a healing, because he imagined that he is totally healthy. So he didn't know that he's not healthy, so he didn't take action, he didn't take precautions to preserve his health. And then eventually Hashem, who causes all causes, and he construes everything that happens, brings him at the end that he realizes, he finds out that he's lacking. So basically the Rebbe is telling him, here you have certain situations maybe you weren't aware of. So now what happens? Hashem makes you aware of your deficiencies, of your lackings. So what is the result of Hashem bringing to your attention that you're not well, that you're a little bit sick, you're lacking? So now there is a hope that you'll start occupying yourself in matters that heal, and you will distance yourself a lot from things that cause damage. So it's obvious that now that you know your situation isn't a reason to be upset, it's not a reason to be sad and depressed because now you know your situation. But on the contrary, that's an introduction, that's a preparation to proper health. Now you'll know how to take care of yourself. So basically, the Rebbe says finding out or thinking about your situation isn't a reason to become depressed. On the contrary, now you can take action and you can become better and you can help yourself. And the Rebbe said it's probably a little bit of both. You know, we talked about it's imagination a little bit, and even if it's not imagination, there is reason now that Hashem shows you your situation is actually to improve yourself, but not to get upset. Probably, as most people, the Rebbe says, there's a little bit of both in you. In other words, there is some sort of a basis of your thoughts that you're lacking, but in the partially, it's a little bit exaggerated, which is the other side, the Yetzirah trying to put you down. Not only, the Rebbe says now another idea, not only does the Yetzirah try to put you down sometimes, but sometimes, which is even more probable, that the Yetzirah shows you a lacking, not in the real place where it is, but in another place. Why does the Yetzirah show you a lacking in another place? So Rebbe explains, he has two things in mind. Because if you are going to be preoccupied and trying to heal yourself or take care in a place where you're not necessary, so first of all, that extra effort that you're going to do in places that are not necessary, that's going to cause damage because that place is okay. And you are also be lacking now, you're not improving in the places that you do need to, and you have to improve yourself. So the lacking is not in the place where that you imagine is where you imagine it is. It could be in another place. As explained in many areas in Chassidus and in the books of Musar. Generally, the Rebbe says, it's known, but it's written in the verse, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, you must serve Hashem with joy. Then the service is accomplished more, it's done more, with more enthusiasm and with more success. So even though that you know you're standing in your situation, but still the situation and the standing of the animal soul of the person does not need to confuse and disrupt the soul's joy of Hashem. The godly soul needs to be allowed to rejoice in Hashem, as explained in Tanya. While the Nefesh HaBahamis is not in perhaps the best place, but that should not interfere and disturb your joy of the Nefesh HaLikis. As your birthday is coming up, that you write in your letter, so let it be the will of the blessed Hashem that you should be a Yerushamayim, God-fearing, a lamdan, a scholar, and a chassid, and the righteous as necessary. The great merit that you have, because you occupy yourself in the field of education, the kosher education, to bring the hearts of the Jewish people closer to their Father, to our Father in heaven, so that our Father in heaven pays you back with addition, which is even more than the main. When Hashem's blessing brings so much more than the ikar, tosfosim meruba leikar, in everything that you need, both physically and spiritually, with blessing for study of Torah, with fear of heaven, and in all that you need in your matter. So here in this letter, basically, the Rebbe says that if a person feels himself that he is lacking his spiritual standing, and then he becomes depressed about it, he becomes down, it causes him to be upset. So the Rebbe says that that's not the way. First of all, it's probably imagination to a certain extent, and the part that is true is not something that should make you upset. It just makes you aware that you need to go ahead and do something about it and help yourself. And the Rebbe also points out that sometimes the things that you think that you're lacking is not really what you're lacking. It's somewhere else, and the Yetzirah is telling you that you're lacking in one area just because that way you'll, you know, put your mind to that area, try to fix, put effort over there, and that's going to be wasted, not helpful in that area, but you're going to lack in another area. And basically, one should really look in the areas that he really needs to be improvement. But certainly, there is the command to serve Hashem with joy. And therefore, when you do things with joy, everything is, you do more, you're more successful, and you don't allow for the standing of the Nefesh HaBahamis and its being, I guess, in not in the best place, to disrupt your joy with your nefesh elikis. And when you do that, you'll be successful. The Rebbe blessed him with successful in Torah and Yerushalayim and everything that he needs.